Chatting today with Carter Bell of Regina, not the Carter Bell of Saskatoon. Thankfully, over the amateur years, you guys have always made your tee times and didn't get that mixed up. So that's good, Carter. But
yeah.
We're going to chat about Twin Arrows, your alignment stick business. It really seems to be taking off. But before that, you know, like I said, been around the amateur, some junior stuff. How'd you get into the game?
I only started when I was about 14, 15 years old. Just from friends out at the course, guys like Colby Friedrich, who that just became the hangout spot for us in the summers. And then it also helped that my papa, who now also works for me, does most of my woodworking for the business. He helped me get into the game too, along with my great grandpa. So yeah, kind of just through friends and, you know, not as much family as a lot of other guys seem to be, but a little bit of family involvement as well. So,
for sure.
Yeah, pretty happy I started it.
Yeah, for sure. You know, live in Regina now, but born and bred, I think, in Battleford and spent time at their awesome golf course. We, like you mentioned, Colby. What do you love about golf?
Yeah, well, I mean, architectural beauty always blows me away at different golf courses. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to play just about every province in the country now, and just seeing the different styles of golf, the way course architects take land and turn it into a golf course with and implementing challenges into it is pretty outstanding to me. And always the new experiences, traveling. I'm a big traveler. I love traveling, especially when, you know, traveling and end up playing golf somewhere. A good bonus. And meeting new people, I've really noticed that part of the game in the last few years, and that's really fun because you never know where these connections can take you.
Well, before we talk about Twin Arrows and kind of the alignment sticks, Carter, you know, one of the founding members of the U of R men's golf team and the ladies now too. Kind of started from the grassroots and building momentum. How has that gone for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's been crazy. I'm going on year five now, and just to see where the program started. I mean, I'm now the last OG from the original Cougars team. So I'm the only one who gets to tell the stories about chipping in apartment or in backyards, like practicing my chipping in backyards because I didn't know anyone in Regina that fall right away, and certainly was tight on money after the transition from high school to university and being an athlete where you necessarily can't work during the competitive season. So mm-hmm. Yeah, it was quite a rocky start for me personally, and then yeah, me along with the team, we've grown pretty good in these last 4 years. And like right after this call, I got team practice with about half the team. It's pretty handy having most of us be in and around the Regina area. And with our amazing partnership at the Wascana, and first off, hats off to Brad, Craig, and everyone else a part of the Wascana for this amazing partnership. We've really taken the benefits from it, and we've seen a lot of growth in everyone's games already since our spring tournament to now. A lot of guys are have improved quite a bit, so that partnership's been really beneficial for us. And now we have a coach on demand, kind of whenever we got any sort of hibby jibbies with any part of our game, we send a text to our coach, and within a week we'll be getting a lesson on it. So it's pretty helpful.
Yeah, no, 100%. Right near the U of R too, which obviously helps you guys for sure. So Twin Arrows, kind of just talk about how did this venture kind of all get started?
Yeah, our origin story, it's a good one. So I went up to Battleford, and beforehand I just had those ugly plastic neon alignments, that like the driveway marker ones. Mm-hmm. And so I was on a range, and it wasn't like the country club's range. It was another range on Territorial Drive. And I think it's called Eston's Place. I went out there, and anyways, I put out a target about 50 yards out with an alignment stick. Come back to Regina a few days later, realize I left them on the range. So it was my birthday coming up. I talked to my then girlfriend, now fiance, Brooke. I've seen a wooden alignment sticks. Would be a bad idea for a birthday gift if you're looking. And she's actually an engineer. So she was like, well, I could probably make one of those, a set of those. So I was like, okay, yeah, that'd be even cooler. So we went and picked up the very basic, simple supplies needed to make them. And we went out to the lake that weekend. And yeah, she took charge in making them and showed me how she did it. And yeah, I took them out to the range of Wascana the next weekend. And within 10 minutes, I had three people come up and ask me about them and where I got them. And so I kind of just said on a whim, well, I'll make you some if you want some. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I come home. Brooke, we're going to need some more supplies because I made some sales today. So yeah, and it's just grown from there. I'd never really, I've always thought it'd be cool to be a business owner and start up a company, and just never really had the idea. But, you know, it just came out of nowhere, really. And yeah, here we are now. It's pretty crazy to see, you know, that was only 2 years ago, and now we have our alignment sticks in one of the top 10 courses in the nation out in Newfoundland. So it's pretty impressive to see the growth we've had in just 2 years.
For sure. Very, very unique project for sure. You know, like you mentioned, those driveway sticks, you could probably get them at Dollarama or whatever for $3, but why invest in something, you know, like a product like yours?
Well, first off, it's a good question because it's very fair. You know, they do the trick, but these help you elevate your game. A lot of times I'll hear people give lessons, as I've been to golf courses throughout my life. Mm-hmm. The first question I always hear is, where are you aimed? So that right away tells you alignment is a big priority in the swing, because you can have a great swing, but if you're aligned inappropriately, then you're making the game a whole lot harder on yourself. And on top of that, you're improving your bag style. Like you spend all this money, or most people spend money on head covers for their drivers and woods and hybrids and putters. But then they throw in these cheap, ugly alignment sticks. And like, if you're going to spend money on covers and you're going to golf a fair amount of years, why not spend money on what is definitely the most versatile training aid in golf that you're going to get tons of use out of? So why not have it match your style you got going on with your head covers? You know, you make a pick for bag colors. So yeah, why not match your style and have the alignment sticks tell a story behind it? Yeah. Another reason why we're different is because in the last few months, I've been able to get a hold of used bullet casings from the RCMP depot training grounds in Regina. So when you're talking about Canadian product, I mean, ours screams Canada at you, because each of the bullet casings on our alignment sticks are used from cadets who are training to be an RCMP member and serve the Canadian nation. So
yeah, an unbelievable touch for sure. And like, these things are going to last, you know, as long as you don't leave them on a range, right? Where all this idea came from. You could use them for, you know, for your entire golf career, pass them down to, you know, the next generation type thing. And I know you're really proud of some of your designs. I mean, I've seen the photos on your social media and stuff, and to go along with the bullet, just some great designs. You can pick, you know, your favorite sports team and, you know, mass those cutters. So I know this is a tough one for you because you're proud of a lot of them, but some really cool designs too.
Yeah, definitely. One of my favorite things about what we do at wholesale level with our partnerships is we can do different stains. So let's say if you know how some courses have wooden flag sticks?
Yeah.
Well, if that's a consistent stain you're using with your, say, tee markers, course signage, let's match your new alignment sticks you're selling in the shop with everything else on the course. It tells more detail about the course than just getting just the stock, just our stock stain on our sticks. So that allows for some colors to pop a little bit better than they do on stain, on our typical stain. But we've also done a ton of really cool orders at the individual level where this past year, a content creator in Vancouver, Ollie Hadalid, I don't know if I'm butchering his name pronunciation or not, but he was the first customer to do checkered alignment sticks, which are absolutely wicked. They look phenomenal. That's what my personal set is. And then one of my favorite projects as well is doing the sleeve matching. So I'll take, for instance, one of my friends here in Regina is a big Flames fan. So I take the home jersey of the Flames, look at the sleeve, pretty much put that exact replica on a set of alignment sticks. And that looks really good. The Flames ones looks good. My soon-to-be family member in Nova Scotia, he just got one for the Tampa Bay Lightning, which was pretty good. Simple yet effective. I used to do designs just one-off for each customer kind of thing. And I'm excited to announce during this interview now that we are launching our website Friday. So in that website, we've taken our favorite designs over the past couple of years and put those in our Build Your Sticks section where anyone can go in and take, I think it's around 15 different designs, 33 different colors. You got a favorite professional team, and if that color isn't in there, that's okay. We'll mix some paint for you, and you could actually pick out a drop box menu and pick out all the different professional leagues and find your team, and their colorway will pop up right into the alignment sticks right there.
Where does this go for you, Carter? I mean, I kind of look at Chase Porter and Saskatoon with player, right? I mean, everybody obviously wears all clothes, and maybe not everyone uses alignment sticks, a little bit more unique, but where do you see this ending for you? And it sounds like, you know, Brooke is right in there too.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of funny. Like, everyone uses a driver because they need to have a driver, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone needs to be aligned, but not everyone has alignment sticks. It's a little backwards there. I hope to change that narrative for as many people as I can. I know I can't do that for everyone. That you could consider one of my goals. Where does this go in the future? You know, there's no better time than the present, Clark, and I'm okay if this remains a side gig for me or if it goes full scale. But more importantly, I worry about each order or partnership with a close eye to the small details with excitement for what's to come from those orders and partnerships. I'm not married to one or the other. I would like to see more alignment sticks being sold, of course, but in terms of this turning into a career, you know, I'm not married to it, but I'm also really open to it. It would be pretty awesome to say, yeah, I make alignment sticks for people all around the world for a living. Which would be pretty cool. Because, I mean, you see what Chase has done, and hats off to him, like, taking player from where they were to, you know, known quite heavily throughout Western Canada now. Mm-hmm. It's pretty impressive to see. So it's exciting to think that, you know, there is possibility for that to happen with Twin Arrows. But, again, I'm not stuck. I'm not hung up on that idea, and that's the be-all, end-all. Yeah, just try and take one order at a time and with excitement for what's to come.
Awesome. Well, from Gulf, Saskatchewan, we're excited to see where it goes too, for sure. Really cool stuff. Great story. Thanks for sharing it. And good luck with the website launch.
Thank you. Appreciate the time, Clark.